Why?
Sold his house.
Huh?
Sold his house.
Yeah. Audio booze on Divi. I'll just put it on that second. It's hard to die.
I'm drunk on alcohol.
No, he's not. No, he isn't.
Alcohol is good for the soul.
No, it's not. No, no, no.
We have brandy and scotch.
Shut up. I don't want to think you're right drunk. A drunk.
We had seasons in the sun. Wine and the song, like the seasons are all gone. We had seasons in the sun. And the song, like the seasons are all gone.
Shut up, you div.
The sun. And every time that
I was down, you think I should put on my Tamil underwear going out today?
No, I don't think it's really necessary, do you?
No.
Because, I mean, you're not going to be standing around, are you? Not like you are.
I'll be in the hotel, actually.
Huh? Exactly, you'll be too hot, I think.
Having champagne?
I doubt that.
Really?
I don't, yeah, they won't give you anything, I don't think. You're not paying for it, are you? Are you?
Ali, don't go to the mountain. The mountain goes to Ali. They don't give me a champagne, I'll give myself champagne.
Darling, shut up.
We had seasons in the sun, wine and the song, like the seasons are all gone.
Like the alcohol is all gone.
No way, alcohol go, I go. Alcohol go down the drain, I go down the drain too.
Well, hurry up and go then.
It was a joke about alcohol, right?
Oh, God.
I can't remember how it goes now, but I know.
You can't remember how it goes.
Yeah, really, when I was having alcohol, actually.
When you were serving alcohol or having alcohol?
When I was having alcohol, that's what I can't remember. I'm just trying to make a joke there. I know it says about a pastor in the church preaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, get all the rum in the house and throw them into the river.
Yay, good idea.
And everyone shouted hallelujah. Said, get all the brandy in the house and tip them down the river.
Yay.
Hallelujah. All the beer, all the ears, anything like all of them, tip them down the river.
Yay.
And he says, at the end of the sermon, he says, the choir should give all the chorus, march into the river. We all go march to the river. I don't know how it goes, it's about going back to the river to get the alcohol or something like that.
I thought they were going to say, we'll all go fishing now and eat the fish that's drunk the alcohol. No, you can. Give over. You're sounding like a right alcoholic. And that, and you're not. Don't give the wrong impression, Divi.
You take anything out of this place?
Like what? No, of course not.
Small tube black tea. There's a lot of junk here as well. That's
no, I didn't take anything. I only put stuff in there.
Oh, I found it, that's it. That's how I used to after shaving, what I rub this, I don't get bumps and all that. It's called bump patrol.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, patrol is what
it means. Where did it come from, Nigeria?
No, I got it in an Afro-Caribbean shop on the high street. Bump patrol.
What, where the hair, where you get your hair done?
Yeah, not far from there.
What, in Orpington?
Hmm. It's an Afro hair thing there. There's all loads of Afro stuff there.
Bump patrol.
Yeah, patrols around to make sure any bumpy fires aren't arrested.
We need some alcohol patrol.
Alcohol patrol?
Yeah.
I was going to say something just now, but I realised that...
You're on audio booth.
But we have legalised NIGGA, you know?
Yeah, what?
So, that's not swell, is it?
Well, it's not suitable for audio booth, though.
Yeah.
Really?
You see, I like Audible, see? Audible, I like you, right? But the only thing I like about you is you take the fun out of life.
Why does it take the fun out of life? Because we can't swear.
No, that's not a swear word. That's just a nice, fun word.
Yes, but it's considered really, really bad in the UK, darling.
Can you give me a good reason why?
Because it's associated with slavery.
But slavery still exists.
Yes, in certain parts of the world it does. Even in this country, they found out that some travellers and pikies.
What is that word? Is if you, it's a gone word, it's a gone age. You see what I'm saying? That nigger thing is gone. People just,
I know. I agree. I think it's a stupid. But a lot of if you say that in America, if a white person say that in America, they'd knock you down. I think.
Yeah, no, but I was watching a video on Facebook and I was still on Audible, right?
Yeah.
You see, I say it takes the fun out of life. You can't be free. That's what I mean.
Well, you can, because if you say anything inappropriate, I'll take it off. I'll scrub it out.
Watching a video on YouTube, on Facebook. And looking for my watch now.
Oh, it's underneath.
In this right here?
No, it's in the bottom bit. The shelf underneath.
Oh, yeah, whoa.
It'd be fine.
Just fell off.
Maybe I'll put the box upside down. Sorry if I did.
That's cool. Yeah, about some niggas, you know, black niggas. The hood, they were like in front of the like a step, not in the alleyway, but in front of the like a step, you know. Talking, yo, nigga, what's up? What you beat? Oh, this, oh, nigga, oh, this, oh. There's a white bloke there, right? He's just hanging with them. I think he's meant to be their friend. And he's just keeping quiet and listening to them go, oh, nigga, you, nigga, oh, nigga, what, you gonna school tomorrow, nigga? Like that. And he said, all right, but nigga, I'm going home. And all the you nigga, just stop in 2 seconds. Everyone looked at him like, what's this talking about?
Oh, no, you see what I mean? That's the difference.
Well,
it's all right.
I'm thinking, you've all been saying nigger, why don't you let him say nigger?
Well, because that it's because when you say it amongst yourselves, you don't mean it in the same way.
He doesn't mean it
but
the same
he
way.
He doesn't mean it in the same way, but it's...
He's a friend.
I know, but it's traditionally, you know, historically...
My wrong mindset, if you... That's the way I look at it, you know, because if you say nigger, he's your friend. He said, yo, nigger, I'm going home. You just ask the next nigga if he's going to be in school. And he's telling you, nigga, I'm going home. It's meant to be, you know.
I know, but it's just not...
And you know it's your friend, and you know he doesn't mean it that way. So why you take it personal? That's what I don't understand.
Well, because that's just the way it is. It's a historic thing. That's what it's like. It's worse in America than it is here.
Some people are... I think some from black niggas are hell-bent on taking revenge on white people for this.
Well, I think they are.
They're hell-bent on it, but yes, they want to get like, oh, we're going to get audible again now. See, take the phone out of I like you, boy. You gotta take the phone out of life, that's why I don't like you.
Well, I'll turn it off and you can tell me, but...
I'll tell them, let them even hear it.
Well, let the people hear it, I don't think it's anything.
There's this man, I don't know him, he just came on the gate and he showed me a sticker and wanted to go to... I said, put it in the...
Was he a black man?
Yeah. I said, put it in the machine, he's like, oh, he just put it in there grudgingly and all that. You know, they show it to you like, oh, it's good ticket. They want you to open it for them, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you can open it if you put it in there, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he came to me and he said, oh, why didn't I open it for him? If it was a white person, I opened an order. Like, what's wrong with you? What are you talking about? I don't get it.
What, he thinks you'd open it for a white person?
Exactly.
So why would you?
So I'm saying, listen, it works. If it doesn't work, if you put it in, it doesn't work. And I see it's a good one. I think maybe this magnetic strip behind has gone bad. I could let you in, but you wouldn't even try. That's what I'm saying. I treat everyone the same way. And he said, let's first forget about that. Have you had, I think it's a bit of, I don't know if it's... if it's all right. He said, have you had any good news from home? I said, what do you mean, good news from home? He said, from Africa. No, he said, from, have you had anything about Ebola? I said, I'm Nigerian. Nigeria was declared Ebola-free about 8 months ago. He said, it's in Africa. Africa is home too. I said, I understand that, but what are you trying to imply? He said, you know, I don't know why they take, he didn't say why people, that's what's implying. I don't know why they use us for guinea pigs. It was a deliberate attempt to test the
oh,
virus
rubbish.
And all that. That's why they did all the time get us into slavery. And all, it's going to slip it in already. Like, yeah, some people are bent on taking revenge.
Well, some people have got a chip on their shoulder. I mean, in a way...
I think it's Jamaican, because he ended up saying, you know, in Jamaica, they can't mess with us because we know. But some people don't even know. Africans and Africans don't know. That's why they use them as guinea pigs. But we in Jamaica, we know.
Yeah, well, you see, there you go. That's a kind of form of racism in itself, because Jamaicans, some Jamaicans think they're better than Africans. But the truth of the matter is, that all black people came from Africa to Jamaica and all the Caribbean islands. So they all, you all came from the same place.
Well, I did. I just called over and I said, "Oh, excuse me, one second. Can you speak to my brother right here? I think he's trying to say something." And I just went away. I don't want to hear any more of that rubbish.
Well, you get a few people like that. And when you look back at slavery and you see all the things that went on...
I remember in Uppington as well, there was this man, he says, the herbal doctor, whatever he is, and he was talking about, saying, you know, black people, we need to rise up for ourselves. You know, what did he say? The problem we have in Africa is education. Education, then we need to stop listening to white man's education, again, have our own system of education, we need to stop listening to evolution and all that big bang theory, and all, we need to have our education, I understand what life's really about. Yeah, like... Calm down, bro. Calm down. You're talking real fast now. Calm down. I think these people are just hell bent. I think that celebrity is still on their mind.
Well, in a way, when you look back, but when you look back, you can't blame people, really.
Listen,
I couldn't blame people, but then they shouldn't really blame. In a way, they shouldn't blame. You're supposed
to come together and move forward.
Yeah, well, that's what we ought to do, and.
Yeah,
But there's a thing, there's a saying, isn't it from the Bible where it says you can't blame your father, you can't blame the sons for the sins of your father or something like that.
It's somewhere in the Bible, yeah.
So, you know, that's true as well. I mean, we it wasn't us that did it. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I think it's terrible. I mean, when I've read books about it and seen films and read articles, it's heartbreaking.
I can't remember something I saw on that old court. I just cleared my mind about this liberty thing again. I can't remember how it exactly goes, but I said, you know, Africans believe everything they tell them. And when the British came to the shores of Africa and they came with the flag, and the black man said to them, "Where are you going with that flag?" He said, "Oh, just want to wave it in the air."
But you know the sad. But you know the saddest thing about slavery. I was talking about this with the kids the other day, and this is the saddest thing in my view about slavery. Well, apart from the fact that it ever happened at all, and then this is when I scrubbed it off of audiobooks. I was recording and work off.
It was the same Africans that were selling their brothers into slavery.
That's what I'm saying.
They go back and deceive the Africans. Listen,
I know. That's what I said. That's what.
To the next village.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the thing.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
And then they go halfway.
The black men sold their
brothers.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, the white man gives him a mirror.
Yeah, I know.
Thinking, oh, mirror. Oh, I can see myself. His brother's gone.
I know, that's the saddest thing. That's what we were talking about. That's when it led to Tooth Tooth and the Sandwich, because he said, because what Worth said is, because he was doing the painting and that, he said, he was only joking, but he said, "We're treating him like a slave." And Connor said, "Do you know anything about slavery? You know what Connor's like?" And he started going on about it. He said, "Yes," and we were talking about it, saying how terrible it was on the ships, the conditions, and I think Worth said he saw something where they chained everyone together when they had a disease, and they threw them over the side. We were saying it's really awful, and then he said, "You've mugged me off now," meaning you've made me look a right dickhead. "Can you wipe that off, please, and stop the recording?" And he ran over to get my phone, and that's when Tooth Tooth got his sandwich. He was going.
You can talk all the
Bible,
talk about slavery. I don't care. What I care about, right there.
But that's what I was saying. That's the saddest thing, that the black people sold their own families and relations. And
so I'm sure that Hamad Doctor, if he was in that era, he would have sold his father. I don't know what he's jumping about and talking about slavery.
Exactly. But it was terrible.
Yeah, I know, but if you're going to dwell on the past, listen, there'll be wars everywhere. There'll be wars everywhere. A lot of people are going to die.
Yeah, I know.
So why dwell on it?
But there is still... I mean, there was slavery. They found out some people being treated as slaves in this country last year.
The only thing I can see your point in is... When they killed that black man was in America, Ghana, then I see their point. You see what I'm saying? Like, racism to continue in a way, but they do it the
Where's
wrong
that?
Way. When that man, I can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
I can't breathe. You're still strong.
That's the American system. I mean, that's...
I watched the video. That's...
That cool. You can't... That sort of thing. You see, that's why it carries on.
That man, I looked at the man's size. I looked at the policeman around him. I think he was being peaceful because that man could have knocked out those niggas in 2 seconds because he was fat and big. He's got a big fist. He was saying, "I can't bear." He didn't hit anybody.
Don't, please. I can't bear to think about it. Please don't tell me.
Listen, he raised his two hands up and he said, "I can't." Anyway,
oh, please, darling, don't tell me.
Why are we holding his neck? Sorry, just listen to... All right, I'll tell you.
Because it makes me upset.
The man's telling you something and he's not even hitting you. You're still squeezing his neck. And you can see he's a big man. He can knock you out. He wants to knock you out, but he's not hitting you. If I look at a video, gets me water.
Well, that's what people still see because
well, not something that's passed a long time ago and then you bring in and say, listen,
no, I know, but it's still that sort of stuff. Yeah, but this is what perpetuates it. If things like that didn't happen, then maybe, I mean, it's happened in this country. That's what the London riots were over because.
And then they went about stealing. How do you send a message with stealing?
Yeah, well, that was really just stupid because even his family said that they didn't want him doing that.
Exactly, because didn't you want just them doing that. Anytime this happens, we'll go steal. That's what you're saying.
Well, they just didn't just steal. They rioted, smashed everything, even down the Nugent Centre. And Bromley.
Just doesn't make sense. And then I'm watching an insurance programme. And they were showing people insurance fraud and all that. You know, there was this Indian bloke, I think he was insured. And then after the riot, he said, the insurance people said, listen, they broke my, took my washing machine.
I don't think so. But you know, look.
You were investigating that it was about to be.
Well, everyone's.
Everyone took advantage of it.
Well, they did. And people. Apparently, people were sending their kids and saying, well, you can get some. Can you get some Reebok train? Do you know what I mean? They were just telling them what to get.
What's Reebok train?
Reebok trainers.
Oh, I see. Trainers.
And the parents were like the parents were driving the cars and the kids were going and getting the stuff like teenagers. And they were like, the parents were in the cars like getaway cars. I mean, it's not funny, really. It's just terrible. Unfortunately, things like that take away from the original. They had a proper cause because if someone's unarmed and they end up dying in police custody, then it's wrong, obviously. And they have a real cause. But when they go and do something like that, it just takes the focus off of it. People are so stupid. Darling, it's 12 o'clock.
I'm going to get some people help bend, like, someday we're going to kill these white people and take revenge.
Yeah, I know. But that's sad because, you know, apart from the police and army, but as a nation, we don't do that now.
Oh, I see how much Britain raised the other day for Africa and all that.
Exactly. I mean, we're trying to make
that's
up for
I'm
it.
That's why I'm like laughing, like, why are you sitting there don't take it? People are trying to help you.
And at the end of the day, when slavery was rife.
Public war or private war, darling?
Public. When slavery was rife in the USA, it was actually white people that took a stand against it. Do you see what I mean? It was the white people that took a stand against it. That's what you see what I mean? It was what the white people from the North.
The USA?
Yeah.
Oh. I saw a couple of kids the other day at the gates. I like that gate job, I tell you. You see all sorts. I saw this kid, not a couple of kids, they're like four of them. Said to me,
When you say kids, what do you mean? Teenagers?
Yeah, teenagers. Teenagers. They were like three of them, two girls. Is it two girls? Two girls and one boy. The boy is a black boy. One of the girls, I think is English. And the other girls, like, mixed in between. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They said they'd be on a field trip, but they didn't follow the group because they're going home now. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the group, they've got, their teachers got their...
The tickets.
Tickets. I said to them, I'm sorry, I can't let you through. We're going to have to keep you here. We've got bed and breakfast. Don't worry about it. At the end of the day, your parents are going to pay the bill. Don't worry. It's not expensive. And I was joking.
Of course.
They seem to be in a hurry. I said, all right, I'll let you out. No, one condition. You're going to tell me exactly what you learned in your field trip. And they said, they went to some museums. They learned about the Holocaust, how the Jews were killed and all that. And African slavery and all that. Now, I'm looking at them like if they were sitting with anger. Well, I was quite happy because they said it like they were just learning about it. There was nothing taken personal in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was looking at the black boy especially, but to him it didn't matter. He was just learning about it. He was in a group of foreigners already. See what I'm saying? I'm saying that's the way the world should go, not keeping it and say, oh yes, we shall one day take revenge. A lot of people are just wackos, I tell you.
Well, you know that.
Nothing led to that yesterday. He said, have you had any news from home? Nothing led to that. Just from nowhere.
Any news from home?
Oh, in 1 second. Come talk to my brother over here.
Is Owen black?
Yeah, Owen's black. Owen's from, I think it's Kenya or something like that. I think Owen's been here like 50,000 years. It's been a long time.
Before you go, can you tell me how long to cook that chicken for, please?
Oh, poor chicken.
I know, I don't want to cook it, but it's already dead.
Generation is going to rise one day and say, we're going to take revenge on the humans.
Well, maybe it will. But at least it won't be on me, because I didn't eat it. But I did cook it, though, or someday, I will do.
Sometime around, you know, in your lifetime, you've had chicken, haven't you?
Yes. That's the
poor, his ancestor, or whatever you've...
The thing, eating chicken was what made me give up meat, actually. Because it was so disgusting. It was boiled chicken and it was all stringy.
Don't ever give up. Eating meat and drinking alcohol.
Yeah, well, you're a heathen, that's why.
That's because I know life is too short. Why give myself too many rules?
Have you put enough of that on?
I'm going to send now. I need to knock him out. Listen to this short video I did of the car yesterday. I didn't know that I got a video from... What? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No, nothing. I just thought you didn't remember, that's all.
No, I don't care. They take the phone off people's lives. They can't take my phone.
No one's going to take your phone, darling.
I'm leaving. I'm happy.
Huh?
It's a short, it's like a few seconds, right?
Yeah, we'll put it on then.
But there's a small thing at the end of it that I didn't know that got on there. She was almost crying. She was selling the car.
Why?
Listen.
Yeah, all right, then. So, bye. This is a video. Yeah, phone, no? It's all right.
Oh, I'm really sad.
Oh, boy, you
got to
move on. Yeah,
all right, then. No, that's a car. Towing the car away. She said, oh, I'm really sad. And next thing, she was almost crying. I'm like, why did you yourself say people...
Bye, bye.
Well, people get attached to their cars.
That's her first car.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, phone, no? It's all
right. Oh, I'm really sad.
Hey, boy, you got to move on.
You got to move on. That's what I said to her.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I just want to hear that part of it. Moving on is really hard for people, I tell you.
Well, it is sometimes. People get attached to things like their cars, especially if it's their first one. I know that.
Just matter, that's what it is.
People get attached to their houses. I was upset the day I moved out of Whippendale Way, even though we'd split up and everything. I was sad. Everyone went outside. We could walk to the next house. It was only in that next street, you know, where you pass by Longbury Drive. Everyone was waiting outside with the dogs. The removal men had gone, and I walked around the house at all the empty rooms, you know, and I cried.
Come to think of it, I remember when I was moving from one place, my dad was a policeman, transferred to here and there. We're living in a place called Kogi State, local, that's the middle belt of Nigeria. We're going to, where was it, Port Harcourt? I was, you know, I'm not one that cries, you know, but I'm just looking and saying, I'm going to leave all this behind.
I know.
I just went outside. While they were doing the movie, my dad and everybody were talking about the good movie. I just went outside, picked up like 3 stones. Picked up a bit of the sand and tied it in the bag.
I wish I'd done something.
I don't even know
like
why
that.
I even did it. I just picked up and I had it for a long time, years to come out, looking around like, this is the stone from that place, this stone. One day I just picked up and I said, come on, what's wrong with you? I just chucked it.
No. Well, I walked around all the rooms and I got flashbacks of when the kids were babies, when they were little, when they first started walking, and the rooms were empty and I cried. I couldn't help it.
I know some of you. I know. I understand you.
Because that house saw a lot. Do you know what I mean? It saw a lot of good times as well. You know, it saw bad times, but it saw good times too.
Yeah, I know what you mean. In the shower there, it's so nice, and there's like a hotel in there.
In the shower.
I mean, in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I know.
Mirror, the foot mat, the even the what's that thing in there? The shower gel. Oh, it's still horrible, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, that doesn't matter. Connor bought a mirror for the bathroom. It's only a little round one.
No, in there, you only shower gel in there. We never had used that one before. It's a different one. It smells so nice.
Well, Ronan probably got that.
Yeah, I know. He's a shower.
Yeah, he is.
I got one shower gel here. I've never opened this. Nivea, man. Give me that and I bought that. And remember that thing I got for?
Yeah, well, that's probably nice. Use it.
No, I'm going to put it in there so Connor could use it. It's never been opened. She can. Anyways, I think Connor won't use that one.
I might do.
It's men, anyways.
Doesn't matter.
Nivea, man. Can I put it in there?
Yeah. I've got loads of shower gels, but they're all in a... Work keeps on messing them all up and I don't know what shower gel and body lotion, so I end up not using them. Darling, you're not putting more on.
I'm putting this on the way I shave. You know, perfume is good for shaving. Where you shave, it's a bit pepperish on there. I think it's, I just feel like it's...
Pepperish?
Yeah.
It's a bit pepperish.
Yeah. I know you say hot, is that what you say?
I'll just say it was a bit sore.
No, not me. When you put the filling, the perfume gives to you, as I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, because it's going on where it's sore, that's why. It's like putting it in a cart.
Yeah,
it stings. Like it stings. That's it. It stings.
It stings. That's the word. Well, darling, that's what. Anyways, it's good. No, I could write my letters, right?
Yeah. I'm the queen of words. Swear words.
Inclusive.
Huh?
Swear words inclusive.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that signature when I walk off me.
The what?
It's a very small tiny perfume. Don't go for me your time.
I'll put everything in that drawer over there.
I'll find it.
Anything else, anything that was on the top of your locker, I'll put in it in the top drawer. Your books and that. What time is it finished? 3.
What time is it now?
I don't know. It's gone 12, darling.
I'm the mayor.
I know. You're going to be late. No, you're not.
I'm going to be late, darling.
I don't...
It's half one, right? Do you know when I get there?
Of course you're going to get there.
I mean, on time.
All right. It depends on the times of the trains, really.
I'm not going to walk, so I'll just go calmly.
It's 12:10. I walk down, don't wait for any buses. Well, you've got to wait. Walk down to Carlton Parade. You'll be down there by, what, 12:30? Oh, I don't know, you might be pushing it. If you get a train straight away. But do you know which way to go now?
Tell me again.
I think they said you've got to go to London Bridge. Because Victoria must be closed today, you've got to go to London Bridge.
Charing Cross, actually.
No, it said London Bridge, didn't it?
Well, Charing Cross, you told me this morning.
I know, but when you did the journey planner thing, I thought you said get off at London Bridge.
Should I go down or should I go where you told me?
The way you told... I told you. Yeah, but you can't go that way, can you?
No, I mean the Charing Cross way...
Oh, you can, but then you've got to change to... Oh. I don't know if... Is Embankment open? I don't know if that's still closed. Because you could, if you got to Charing Cross, you can walk down the road to Embankment to...
Oh, speak to someone at the station. Listen, what's the best way to get here? What's the best way to get there?
Well, they told you on the journey plan, I think, to go to London Bridge and get the Jubilee line to Westminster. Was it? Was it a Jubilee line?
You know why I don't like that journey?
Why?
It's two places where I have to walk for 7 minutes and it's almost 15 minutes. Well, it's just one, that's even different. Two places, I have to walk. I'm not looking forward to walking. I'm on holiday today.
Well, you could get a cab.
Really?
It'll probably cost you £20, but it'd be a black cab.
That's gonna be.
Or you could get a bus, but Sunday service.
That's not the last option.
Sunday service is crap. Anyway, it didn't suggest a bus, did it? So there probably isn't one.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't feel like leaving the house today anyway, you know.
You don't have to go, do you? I wonder if they're going to do... I've got a sore throat. It's from your perfume.
Blend the perfume, darling.
Yeah, it's a mixture of it.
I was looking for this morning yesterday. I found it, though.
What When are they not going to have another one anytime soon?
You know how I am. I'm gonna get it over, so I'm gonna think about another one. That's gone. That's forgotten.
Yeah, but you're gonna miss half of it.
Really?
Well, you're gonna miss some of it. And when it's only an hour and a half, that's quite a lot. Even 10 minutes is a lot, isn't it? Anyway, if you want to go, you go. You've got ready now.
Looking for this money yesterday. I just found it now. Indonesian money, 1,000 serupiah or something like that.
What is it?
Indonesian money.
Where did you get that from?
I told you about this, Dan. Someone gave me a gift as a tip. And I was laughing like, I'm rich, 1,000 rupiah, Bank of Indonesia. And I said, it's worth four pence, so that's what it was. I said, nice tip.
What are you going to do with it?
What will I do with it? Just keep it. No fun.
Four pence?
Say goodbye to them
there. Yeah, you better add in case they've gone by the time you get back. I hope she hasn't, because I've got to do the dinner now. I've got to get that in now.
Come on a second, tell you. I was saying, how do you put it?
Yeah, I'm going to go off of it now.
Come on a second, tell you.